Hey guys, so here we are, another episode of the Tardy Cast. We're talking about something that I like today. We're talking about fun. I like to have fun. I brought some fun people with me, parents, people you don't probably know, but you've read or seen some of their resources we have around the Student Center. Kenny and Elle Campbell, they're here.
Hi, friends.
What's up?
All right, so here's the deal, parents and volunteers. Like always, we want to keep this short, but we want to give you something that's useful. So in junior high, and this is probably more specific to junior high now, I get criticized sometimes or get the eye rolls, the classic eye rolls. So what are you guys doing in junior high today? Oh, we're doing this game with the shaving cream and you know, throwing Cheetos at them. Oh, really? That's church, huh? And it's definitely the big eye roll. It's definitely the, are you sure? Is this really what I'm bringing my kid for?
This is just one of many things you get.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of eye rolls.
People eye roll right? at you.
But this
people
is based on the ministry,
you.
Not my appearance. So this is a different kind of eye roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a lot deeper back in the head. But fun plays a huge part in JHM and in HSM, so fun's a big part. You guys are kind of fun experts, in my opinion,
ooh,
which is a huge compliment to
thank you. Thank you for that.
Because I would never be willing to admit that to a lot of people. So
I like that you have
that.
The show where people complain to you and then you bring it on,
right.
on air. So
right.
every week is a different complaint.
It's pretty amazing.
Really,
now you address it.
Wow.
I like
really
it.
It's really the thing my counselor wanted me to get started.
This is great. Well, we're more than happy to talk about why fun is important in
also
ministry,
that.
And mm-hmm. specifically, we're middle school pastors just like
yep.
you, so mm-hmm. it's something that we're very familiar with. But, you know, this works across all ages. I think
mm-hmm.
even adults, like even in an adult service, there is elements of fun for adults. We might not think of it that way, but if the worship band is really good, that's
mm-hmm.
fun for adults.
Right.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But for middle school, you have to do something that engages middle schoolers specifically. So, you know, shaving cream and Cheetos, that's like a really great solo guitar player in the adult worship
right.
center. You
basically
know what I mean? Like
equivalent.
A really good singer.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
like adults love that kind of thing.
Right.
Or they love like a communicator that's really funny and that's
mm-hmm.
like really engaging. Middle schoolers just want to throw Cheetos at your face.
Right. It's a little different.
So you got to engage them in different
though.
Ways.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people, maybe when they hear the word fun as it relates to ministry in church, maybe that doesn't really connect with this idea of strategy, but we are pretty convinced that fun can actually be a very strategic way to help kids connect with adults, to help them connect with each other, and ultimately to help connect them with God. So we think fun and strategy can be good friends.
All right, so now parents are hearing this. They're hearing words that we talk about, your strategy,
mm-hmm. yeah.
connecting. We talk
yeah.
about connecting their kid with a great leader and connecting parents with that leader.
Mm-hmm.
So these are words that parents know, but having fun be a part of that is probably
right.
a new idea for them.
Sure.
So if I'm a parent listening to this and I'm like, wait, how does fun play into it? I don't
mm-hmm.
understand. Like, I get Kenny's example, but how
yeah.
do you sell it? You know, how do you get it as a parent?
Yeah. So, okay, let's just go over three things real quick. First,
perfect.
Let's talk about why fun matters. Then we're going to talk about what fun looks like in a middle school service or a high school service. And then we're going to talk about how to make fun strategic
is
in
that,
that
good?
Area.
Sounds great.
You
let's
like
do it.
So let's
just
start
gonna love this.
Quick
right.
overview of why fun matters
mm-hmm.
at church.
Yeah.
Elle, why does it
oh,
matter?
Oh, great. Passing it to me. Perfect. I love it. So there is this thing that we say a lot, but we said this at our church. We say this a lot at Orange, which is the organization we work for. And it's this idea that fun over time equals connection. And you can leverage fun in strategic ways in order to make connections that last and that are important and that are strategic. So we already mentioned connections with adults, connections with their peers, and connections ultimately with God. Because we just feel like if we can connect a kid with an adult, with a small group, with people who love them and who love God, and they can have some fun together, then we feel like those connections are ultimately going to help them know God better in the long run. Because, you know, when a kid knows an adult who knows God, they're going to get a better sense of who God is when they can be connected with that person. Does that make sense?
This makes total
yes.
sense.
And so, okay, here's what fun does to help those connections. It convinces kids that
mm-hmm.
you actually like them.
Yes.
And this is very important, especially in middle school, because in middle school, really, students are hoping and wondering if you like them.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, they're trying to figure out if they like you.
Yep.
But in middle school, they want to know if you like them. And so it's more important than ever to be able to have fun with them, to let them know that you like them, because what that's going to do is break down walls so that later when you have meaningful discussion, maybe in a
mm-hmm.
small group, environment, or maybe just talking to a kid after the service or whatever it might look like, he's going to be more open to having those, he or she are going to be more open to having those discussions if you've had fun with them already
mm-hmm.
and broke down those walls rather than just walking up to him and be like, so, you know, how's your relationship with God today? If they've never had fun with you, they may not want to answer that. Yes. But if they've already had a meaningful connection with you, they're going to be more likely to have that conversation.
So using fun is like the mutual language we can all speak to break down some of those walls.
Yeah, and to build those relationships to help you have meaningful conversations in a kid's life. So that's why fun matters.
Do you think people are convinced? Are you convinced, Justin?
I am convinced. I'm thinking of a couple specific parents that even would hear that and say, but yeah, I walk in, there's beanbags everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, I walk in and the people, footballs are flying around.
Yeah.
And you're launching kids onto the beanbags. Like, how does that correlate to my kid serving or being in a life group or having a strong family?
Here's another thing. With those things, I bet that parent, those kids, want to come to church.
Right?
Maybe it's the first time ever that now kids are asking parents, can we go to church this week? Instead of parents dragging kids out of the house, trying to get them to go to church. So, of course, it's not all we just want them to love being here and show up here, but that is a part of it because we want to create environments where students love to be, feel accepted, feel like they're liked, so that we can ultimately have those faith conversations and more meaningful experiences with them. So let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's keep going.
Point number two is what fun looks like.
Yep.
So here's just, we're going to talk about in our ministries what we do to have fun. So Elle, what does it look like in middle school?
Yeah, so we work specifically with middle schoolers. So in middle school, the thing that is kind of unique about this age is that fun for a middle schooler often looks a little messy, a little crazy. You can do weird games with Cheetos and shaving cream. You can just do things that are a little silly, a little crazy, a little immature sometimes. And that is actually perfect for the middle school phase because I think we sometimes forget about middle schoolers, especially the ones who seem like they're growing up a little bit fast. They might look like a high schooler or a young adult, but you know, in their little heart, they're still a middle schooler. And for those kids, they need to know that it's still okay to be a little silly, to be a little childish sometimes, because that's the age that they're at. And so when we can kind of play silly games, have some fun with them, laugh, we're really trying to reinforce to students like, hey, we love you exactly the way you are. We don't need you to pretend like you're an adult. We love you in this middle school phase that you're in, and we're going to embrace you, and we're going to meet you where you're at and have fun with you in your terms.
So I hear that, and I think to myself, I see me running across the grass with the big super soaker and parents looking at me like, "Who is this? Is our kid's pastor?"
Right.
But what they really should be hearing is, I'm helping your kid feel accepted.
Yes.
I'm helping them feel like they can be themselves because as I chase them down with this water.
Guess what? You're a adult man who, if there weren't kids around, probably wouldn't be running around with a super soaker.
Right. I probably would not be, no.
Right. And so what you're doing is you're placing yourself in the eyes of these students and thinking, what's going to connect with them? You know, you're not out on the streets just running around with super soakers. You're doing it because you care about those kids so much that you're willing to look like an idiot with a super soaker and know that you're going to get eye rolls and people are going to look at you weird because you know that's going to connect with kids ultimately.
Yeah.
And obviously, you don't want to do anything to tarnish your reputation too much.
Don't do that.
Super soaker, you know, is a pretty, you know,
pretty safe.
There's other things that we do, and I don't know specifically things that you've done recently, but I know in our ministry we've done like weird funny games. Like we love picking weird holidays, like take your house plant for a walk day.
My favorite holiday.
And we make a game based on take your house plant for a walk day. Or we've done weird, gross games that you would never expect an adult to do.
Right.
But middle schoolers, they raise their hand. When you ask for a volunteer, you have hundreds of them willing to participate, and you're thinking, why would you ever want to do this?
Right.
But that's who they are, and so that's why we create those type of experiences for them.
Yeah, so you got to keep it a little messy, keep it a little crazy. The other thing you can do when it comes to having fun is you want to encourage them to have fun in teams and with their peers because you're trying to kind of create healthy connections where they can build relationships with their peers that are actually good and where they can kind of just build relationships that are healthy and that matter and that hopefully will push them into a small group eventually as well.
Yeah. Do you guys do small groups here?
Yep. We do life groups, sixth grade groups. Mm-hmm. There's still room in sixth grade groups and seventh grade. We do them in local homes.
Awesome.
And they're great. We love our life groups.
And
we
love
our life group leaders.
What we love to do with our life group leaders is to give them opportunities, to create opportunities for them to have fun with their students.
All right. So let's talk about leaders for just a quick second then. So if I'm a leader and I come to junior high on the weekends, and I have one leader in mind, and I'm not going to name who it is, but they love their kids. They are an incredible leader. But they don't, when I'm like, hey, do you want to be in this game on stage or in this bit? They're like, no, I'd rather just just sit with my kids. Like, I'd rather, mm-hmm. you know, just be here with them and, you know, be alongside in the row with them. And mm-hmm. my thinking is, and I try and explain it, there's a value, a strategic value of kids seeing their leader on stage
yes.
getting mm-hmm. messy or doing something yeah. goofy or embarrassing. Speak to that a little
yeah.
bit.
Well, I think especially in middle school, you have to remember that middle schoolers are dealing with a lot of insecurity, a lot of self-consciousness. And I think the idea of an adult being able to get up on stage and do something a little bit mildly embarrassing or weird is really freeing for a middle schooler, because they can kind of see, like, oh, that's my small group leader. They're doing something really kind of embarrassing. And, you know, this is a really supportive, safe environment. Maybe that's something that I could feel safe doing as well. And so, again, you're helping them kind of break down these walls and just feel accepted and to be kind of feel a bit more okay in their own skin.
It's good. Now, I really want to hone in on the fact that, I mean, as we talk about this, we're talking about this, how we use funds strategically.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest concerns I feel for my leaders is I don't want them to be looked down on parents like they can't be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think fun can become the show that isn't used, you know, as a tool to move kids into
yeah.
faith and into connection. So how do you steer clear? So this is, I guess, us talking to leaders. How do we steer clear to use fun the right way
mm-hmm.
and to not let it be a distraction from what parents see at life groups or
yep.
see on the weekends?
Well, there's a difference between fun and just being a goofy weirdo. You know what I mean? Like, when you're talking to a parent, like, obviously you got to talk to a parent a way a parent wants to be talked to.
Right.
And, like, you want to position yourself in a way that parents can trust you and have a good feeling that you're doing a good job in their kid's life. So, you know, you have fun with the kids, you can be a little more serious with parents, but there's things that you can do as the leader to set them up to win as well. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
are you, you know, playing your craziest games at the end of service when parents are coming to pick kids up so it makes it look like everything's just chaotic?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they, like, having meaningful conversations when parents come pick them
mm-hmm.
up so parents can actually see the fruit of all the fun you had already?
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's things that you could do to put them in a good light. And then there's also things that they can do, like sending emails and communicating to parents on a regular basis to let them know, like, hey, I'm organized. I'm thinking about what I'm doing. I'm not just showing up and winging it every week. So the more that you can communicate to a parent, the more it communicates to them that you actually are doing something on purpose rather than just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. For, I guess what I would want to say to a small group leader is to be careful not to just use fun as a way to kind of get relational change with your students. What I would encourage every small group leader to remember is that fun should be used as a step to quality conversations. And that fun should not be the point. The point should be relational connection that leads to a quality conversation. So you've got to think about fun as kind of, we sort of sometimes think of this like energy flow, like in the very beginning, get really crazy, be wild, have lots of fun. But throughout your time together, you've really got to figure out how to focus that energy into a more meaningful conversation. So, start high, start crazy, wild, but you've got to bring them down and focus them into a quality conversation at some point.
That's perfect. So we talk about, wrapping it up, we talk about partnering with parents as one of the key strategies of Lead Small, obviously.
Yep.
And we give to all of our leaders a copy of the book. It's all in our kind of leader handbook that we give to all of our leaders. So when it comes to leaders partnering with parents, there's a couple things I kind of want to lay out there and to see how you guys affirm or deaffirm.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun for a kid to have their leader at their sports game or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, parents should see that as a language of fun. And if their leader comes dressed up in the team color and they're over the top with
right.
a big sign, that says, I care about your kid. That is an okay
thing.
Totally.
Totally.
And for a parent, when a parent is wanting to see depth happen in their kid, I want them to know that fun is not a lack of depth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stepping stone toward your leader setting up this big, you know, depth spiritual milestone moment.
Yep. Yep.
I think that's
absolutely
accurate.
I agree.
That's good.
100%.
Do you have any last words of wisdom or advice?
Last words.
And keep in mind, everybody, Kenny and Elle, I grew up with them in Buffalo, New York. We're all Bills fans here.
Sure are.
That's right.
Elle has a story that, so much time has passed, I feel like the story's become grander and grander, but we played Madden one time. She beat me by
a score.
She destroyed me, but the score gets bigger and bigger every time.
I think it's always been the same.
I think it's been the same.
I think, just to wrap this up real quick, Justin was bragging about how great he was at Madden.
Right.
And I was like, hey, guess what? I have just been playing Madden with Elle recently.
Right.
Maybe you should come over. So, of course, Justin brings his girlfriend over to Elle's house.
Right.
They play Madden. She literally wins 80-0. That's not an exaggeration.
Right. I think it was 86.
It was so embarrassing. I felt so bad and happy at the same time.
Do you know who felt the worst? Probably
your girlfriend.
We broke up shortly after.
Yeah, I understand.
That was an embarrassing time in my life. Well, thanks so much for talking fun. Thanks so much for talking fun with our leaders and with our parents and helping us see the value in it for both sides. You guys are the best.
You're the best.
Thanks.
All right, parents, thanks so much for checking it out. Don't forget, check out more of the older stuff. You can send this to other parents so they can get an idea of what's going on. TardyCast, it's here so that you're not late to leadership. Keep checking it out. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.